Talking today with Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers Group, just back from Washington, D.C., a legislative fly-in of the National Farmers Union, and several members of leadership of AFR on hand in Washington this week for that event. Terry, first of all, tell me about your group.
Well, first of all, Ron, we had a good group. I had three of my directors, Justin Cowan from Northeast Oklahoma, Eric Bilderbach from Southwest Oklahoma, and Joe Ed Kinder from Southwest Oklahoma. Actually, Eric represents the Northwest District, I guess, and their spouses. So we had a good group, and Paul Jackson and myself from staff. Was a good trip that was enlightening, I think, to a large extent. We visited just with our Oklahoma delegation, and we visited a lot about policy affecting our Oklahoma membership. And one of the things that we really have been concerned about, we do not expect to see a livestock title in the next farm bill, but we don't want our livestock producers left out. And, you know, they talk about crop insurance for our crop producers, but our livestock producers kind of get the short end of the stick on protection for disasters if that's all left out. So one of our big pushes was, and we found a sympathetic ear with the chairman of the House Ag Committee and our congressman, Frank Lucas. Chairman Lucas is himself a graze-out wheat producer, and so he understands and agrees with our concerns. But I do know that he is going to take steps to try to continue to have some livestock disaster programs one way or another, whether we call it a livestock title or not, some livestock disaster programs to be able to be offered in the next farm bill. One of the things that we have as graze-out livestock producers, we have had direct payments to help us out, but those, by all practical purposes, it appears, are going away. So we've got to find something there to continue to help our graze-out producers and beef producers across the state. Another thing that we were very concerned about are the child labor laws that we wondered if that was going to come back up soon. We were assured it will not until after the election, at least, and maybe not then, but possibly then. And that's dealing with our 4-H and FFA youth and our farm youth being able to work around animals. That was just a really bad thing that was presented to us quite some time back, and we got that shut down. So far as a new farm bill, it's our opinion and the opinion of our delegation on the Hill, and especially the chairman, Lucas, that the quicker we can pass a farm bill, I mean, we need a farm bill now, and we need to get the thing passed so that when we put out our new crops, we know what we're putting our crops out under, which programs. Strong chance that won't happen. There are some opponents to a farm bill, some people that would like to cut it till it amounts to hardly anything at all, would like to postpone that and wait till after the elections, and then there's a lame duck session between the elections in November and when everybody takes office in January, and maybe like to take it up in the lame duck session. And depending upon our friends that are there, whether we would come out on that or not. But plan A would be to get a farm bill passed now. Plan B would be to get an extension of our 208 farm bill, but still get a farm bill passed quickly, or as quickly as possible, and have it be ready to just fall into place, and we have a little transition period here. The Ag Committee, both on the House and the Senate, is the most bipartisan committee, each one of them, on the Hill, and we're fortunate for that, and Frank Lucas is in a very important position for Oklahoma agriculture right now. But our expectations are November, December, things will get hot and heavy, and we're probably going to have to really buckle down and get letters written, go maybe help do some lobbying and work hard to try to get a farm bill done, hopefully then.
Terry, you mentioned the child labor rules, regs from the Department of Labor. Seems like not just those particular rules, regs, but also a lot coming from out of EPA, even now some out of USDA. Almost like a pattern from the Obama administration, putting a lot of rules and regs out there trying to dictate a lot of things to agriculture.
It really is, Ron, and of course, what we're trying to do is to counter those. I know Chairman Lucas has called them on the carpet many times, and they've had hearings and make them come to the table, bring their attorneys, which they don't like to do. The mood right now seems to be we file rules rather than pass laws. EPA will file the rules. Then they'll bring a lawsuit, and then people have a tendency to settle the lawsuit with some compromise, and thus, through all of that, EPA gains a little more ground in each case. And, we've got some real warriors working for us on the Hill in Senator Inhofe over in the Senate side, trying to curb those regulations. About all of our delegation on the House side also is doing a good job with that. So we're hopeful that we can maintain enough power in D.C. to keep EPA from just riding roughshod over us. But time will tell. This next election is going to be important.
President of the American Farmers and Ranchers, Terry Dietrich. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.